She grabbed me by the collar and told me to sit down. So I did. And then the police came and arrested me.
So apparently all that needed to happen is his parents needed to say, by the way, son, don't rob people's homes.
Apparently.
And he would have listened.
I just needed the instruction. Uh-huh. Proper instruction goes a long way.
If it reminds me, I got to get home and tell my kids, don't rob people's houses.
Did they put that? Check that off the list. Okay.
Yeah.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock, gorgeous sunshine to start your Aloha Friday today. And going to be wonderful weather. I'm going to tell you all about that coming up. Right now, though, let's go to the news center. And here's Kim.
Good morning. Fire crews have contained a fast-moving brush fire in Warm Springs. The fire cropped up near a subdivision around 2 p.m. yesterday afternoon, and the winds quickly whipped it up to about 2,000 acres. Fire officials say one abandoned building, possibly a trailer, was lost, but that's the only casualty in the fire at this point. KBND spoke with a dispatcher at the Warm Springs Fire Management Center.
It started at the Upper Dry Creek subdivision, burned clear around to the Miller Heights subdivision. As far as I know, we never lost any homes, thankfully. Got close to them, but they managed to keep the fire away from them.
They also evacuated a forestry and natural resources compound on Highway 3. The dispatcher says it was burning in sagebrush, juniper, and mostly grass. Traffic in that area near Highway 26 and Highway 3 was affected for a while crews aggressively attacked the blaze. Winds of up to 40 miles per hour were expected in the area yesterday afternoon. A Medford man who used to be a bank manager in Bend has been sentenced to prison time for embezzling about $91,000 from bank customers in Bend. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb has more on that.
Customers who had money stolen should get their money back. The judge ordered that the former U.S. bank branch manager pay full restitution to his victims. The Department of Justice says 32-year-old Sean Jewett of Medford took the $91,000 from U.S. Bank and U.S. Bank customers between May 2008 and November 2009 while working as a branch manager. Besides paying back the customers, he was sentenced to 8 months in federal prison. Officials say he used the money to pay on his credit cards, a car loan, a personal loan, and to pay for a vacation. He moved money from different accounts, and to avoid detection, he changed the addresses on the customers' bank statements. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
And City Manager Eric King says they've extended an offer to a candidate for Bend Police Chief and are waiting to hear back. He says leaders of the search committee put their investigative journalist hats on and visited the hometowns of the top two candidates.
Part of the site visit is there's a sense of randomness about it where, you know, it's not a calculated kind of interview. You know, we didn't have a list of questions. We just picked so-and-so up, in walking around in the department, talked to some citizen members, talked to council members, talked to the city manager in both locations. So it was a lot of just sort of feeling our way around the community to get a sense of who they are.
The offer is contingent on an extensive background check. The top candidates are George Delgado of Vancouver, Washington, and Jeffrey Sale from Cheney, Washington, near Spokane. The current chief, Sandy Baxter, is retiring after more than 30 years with the Bend Police Department. And the $30 million worth of road projects voters approved in Bend will get started next summer. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has an update.
The first step is for the city to hire a consulting firm to oversee all the planned road projects. Bend Transportation Engineering Manager Nick Arnis briefed the city council at their meeting this week.
Really asking a consultant to come on to say, hey, look at all these projects and which ones could we design and build first and then put a schedule on the other ones, you know, for the remaining kind of construction season.
Some of the projects include roundabouts at 18th and Empire, Simpson and Mount Washington, and Brookswood and Powers, in addition to work on Reed Market Road. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
And about 1,300 colorful and creative quilts will be on display at the 2011 Sisters Outdoor Quilt Show this Saturday.
I think the VA is doing the right thing in increasing...
Executive Director Ann Richardson says they usually get around 12,000 people visiting their tiny town for the day show. Richardson says they've added another day, Sunday, to learn more about the quilts. It's called Save It for Sunday. The 2011 quilt show begins at 9:30 on Saturday, and you can park at Sisters High School and take a shuttle into town. That's a look at our local news. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.